another great show brought to you by the Law of Attraction Radio Network. The Think, Believe, and Manifest Show with author, master trainer, and certified dream coach, Constance Arnold. Join us every week as we bring you life-changing information that will empower your life. And here's Constance.
Well, hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And I'm your gracious host, Constance Arnold. And I'm the host for the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show. And, of course, I am broadcasting live today. And as I always say, with just a little touch of Southern flavor from spectacular Atlanta, Georgia. And I just want to take this opportunity to welcome you from all over the world and to say, as I say every Sunday, that if you are listening to this show today, I believe, and as a matter of fact, I know that the Spirit of God has drawn you to listen and that your life would change before the end of the show. I believe you will receive insight, enlightenment, and possibly your aha moment will come forth and you will begin to move forward, taking those small baby steps that you need to make your dreams come true. You know, I heard something very interesting this week, that someone said that you could climb all the way to the top of Mount Everest just taking small baby steps. Well, how are you doing and how has your week been? I've had a very relaxing week this week, and you know something, here in Atlanta, we are slowly approaching fall, and this was the first week when we could feel just a little chill in the air, and I've just immensely enjoyed that. You know, I just love this time of the year. I love exercising during this time of the year. I have a beautiful walking trail near my home that I walk on, called the Silver Comet Trail, and during the fall, it's so beautiful. People are riding their bikes, they're skating, they're walking and running. You're surrounded by trees, and I just love walking on that trail during this time of the year. It's so beautiful, and it just reminds me of how spectacular and how wonderful and how loving God is. Well, how are you doing? I know that you're doing really great. And once again, I want to thank you for all of those wonderful emails that I received from you from all over the world. And just this week, I had a very interesting email from a listener who shared that his girlfriend had gotten killed in a car accident tragically, and that this show has been comforting and inspiring him to heal and to move forward. And I had a chance to respond back to him personally, which he was very surprised that I did that. And for that, I'm really grateful. And for all of you, thank you so much for telling me how much this show is changing your life. So send me your email. Let me know who you are, what's going on in your life, and how this show is changing your life. And that's Constance at fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And over the next 2 weeks, I am going to be teaching. That's right. And next Sunday, I'm going to be teaching on relationships. And you know, I always pray about everyone who's on my show, but especially when I'm teaching. And as many of you know, I was in private practice for years where I practiced marriage and family and couple counseling. And I also conducted clinical support groups around relationships. And I had a group entitled Women Who Love Too Much. And for 10 years, I conducted that support group. And I'm getting so many requests about relationships that I'm going to devote two shows. One show would be for singles, and the other show would be for married people or people who are in a committed relationship. So whether you are married or single, I want you to stay tuned. Tell three of your friends about this show, and I'm going to teach you how you can begin to receive the love that you deserve. Well, guess what? I have a very special guest with me today, Mr. Rashid Edwards. And guess what? He has a secret. Shh. He's going to tell us today what gurus don't want you to know. He's going to talk about how to access these great, wonderful secrets that have been hidden for years, where the resources are found. He's going to talk about the 7 key components to achievement and steps to begin personal transformation. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and I will be right back.
You are listening to your daily dose of well-being and inspiration on Law of Attraction Radio Network at LOARadionetwork.com. Hear this incredible show on your smartphone through Stitcher.com, which goes through your car stereos with Ford Sync or any auto dashboard that has the internet. Listen to our 24/7 broadcast with our mobile app as well, or just listen through an MP3 player or computer. Remember, LOARadionetwork.com, heard in over 120 countries, is the radio station for your well-being.
Hello, this is Constance Arnold. Do you have an upcoming conference or an event where you need a keynote speaker or leadership training? With over 25 years of experience, I am a recognized international leader in the areas of self-motivation and maximizing human potential. I have been the featured keynote speaker and trainer for numerous Fortune 500 companies such as Delta Airlines, Lockheed Martin, and the Russell Simmons Success Tour. I would love to partner with you to develop customized speaking and training that would change and empower your organization in 2011. So visit my website at fulfillingyourpurpose.com and take a look at my speakers page to see a detailed listing of my clientele and speaking services. Or you can email me personally at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. Well, you know, I hope that you enjoyed those commercials. I always talk about my coaching services, but today I want to emphasize my speaking services. I would just love to partner with you as your keynote speaker. I would customize a keynote speech just for your upcoming event, for your business, for your organization, or your church. And as many of you know, I had 3 major contracts with the state of Georgia, where I travel all over the state of Georgia conducting leadership training and staff development training. So contact me today. I'm willing to travel both in the U.S. and internationally, and I would love to speak at your next event. So visit my speakers page at fulfillingyourpurpose.com. Well, are you ready? Today I have with me again Mr. Rashid Edwards, and he has a new book out entitled The Secret Commitment, 7 Keys to Goal Achievement and Transformation. And, you know, we just love having Rashid on. He's been on before. He has extensive experience in behavior and successful achievement technologies, and he does that through speaking, coaches, and hypnosis. He's just a really great guy. He's certified as an NLP, EFT, quantum touch, and numerous other modes of personal and mental fitness. But more importantly, Rashid is just a man who is passionate about learning and passionate about sharing information. And he's going to tell us the secret today, and I cannot wait. Rashid Edwards, welcome back again to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Thank you so much, Constance. And before we get started, I would just like to thank you for having me on your show once again. And I really want to express, you know, how much your tutelage and you know, your friendship has meant in terms of my development and my staying the course. So I say thank you so much, you know, for being such a positive influence on me. And, you know, and me staying the course to, you know, being true to my purpose. So thank you.
Well, that's going to cost you lunch, Rashid.
Rashid
and I live in the same city, and we've never met. And so we're definitely going to have to get together for lunch. And even though I did coach you, and even though I did really just push you, you're the one that had to do the work. And I am so proud of you, Rashid. I received your new book, The Secret Commitment, 7 Keys to Goal Achievement and Transformation. So, you know, let's get started, Rashid. Everyone has been so excited about the movie The Secret, and you've entitled your book The Secret Commitment. What is the big secret?
Well, there are many secrets. One of the things that I go into in the book is helping the reader understand why these things are secrets. And it kind of comes from the old world or the old way of thinking. You know, there was a time when actually average people weren't able to access this information. And so, you know, in fact, the terms esoteric and exoteric allude to that, because the term esoteric means that it's intended for a master or, you know, someone who's learned. And so these esoteric doctrines were just unavailable to the average person. And so now we live in the age of information. And even though we live in this age of information now, because of our habits and, you know, because of how we've been taught and the things that we're going through, we're just not used to accessing certain information. So a lot of people will position themselves to be, you know, the guru or expert, and it a lot of times it's to their benefit. And so there's no knock on the guru here.
Right.
Just explaining where this way of thinking has come from. And it still kind of holds true today. I can remember as a child, one of my favorite TV programs was Kung Fu Gold. And in those old Kung Fu movies, you know, there was always this master-student relationship in the movies. And so it's just a reflection of that, you know, that old way of thinking.
Well, you know, just like I just said to you, yes, I did coach you, and yes, I did motivate you, but it was on the inside of you, and you had to take that information and really begin to just put it in your life, and that's exactly what you've done. And we're going to talk about the seven keys in a minute, but I just love the secret commitment. What is commitment, and why is it so important, and why do you think so many people are wishing and hoping and really not committed to making their dreams come true or living life purposefully?
A lot of times people don't really understand the importance of commitment. I was thinking of something today, and I know I probably heard something similar, so if I'm using someone else's quote, please forgive me for butchering it, but it goes something to the effect of, when you're going through something, don't stop. Continue to go through it, pass through it, you know. And I kind of add on to it, you know, when you're going through something and you stop, that becomes a destination. And so you don't want to stop in the middle of the storm and make that a destination. You want to pass through it. And a lot of times what people are used to is that when something happens, they tense up, they get nervous or stressed, and they stop. They give up. They give in. They let go.
Right.
And they lose faith.
And, you know, during these times, these are very different times for us, right? She's very difficult times. A lot of people's lives have really been shaken. Their lives have been rocked back and forth. And so this is a great time for listeners all over the world. No matter where you are today, if you'll listen to what Rashid would share today, you can, as I said earlier in the program, begin to take small baby steps in your life, and even possibly, Rashid, by the end of this year, see measurable change in their lives.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, so let's talk about those seven keys. Number one, and you know this is such a book, I'm going to really highly recommend that everybody go out and get this book, The Secret Commitment. I've read it twice, and Rashid, it's so well written, and I just love these seven keys. And what I realized, Rashid, was there are some of these keys that I really need to step up. Because when the first one on vision, I realized that I needed to get a clearer vision about some aspects of my life. So let's talk about vision. What is vision? Why is it so important? And how does it relate to manifestation?
Vision. Vision is important because, one, I've heard it said that if you don't know where you're going, any road will get you there. And so vision becomes important because you have to begin to develop something that gives you some direction on what it is you want to do or where you want to go. Without that, you're like a ship that's just, you know, kind of being tossed around in the ocean with no coordinates. And so vision does just that. It gives you a set of coordinates. Now, even though you develop a vision, that doesn't necessarily mean that you won't make adjustments to the vision. Vision is just it starts initially as a starting point for you. It gives you, you know, like the track runners, when they start at the, you know, at the beginning of the race, they secure and anchor their feet in the little apparatus that allows them to thrust forward. And that's kind of how vision works for you. You can anchor your feet in the apparatus of vision and be able to thrust yourself forward at the starting line, and it gives you some direction. So vision is also important in manifestation, because when you're using that most important quality that we've been bestowed with by the Creator, that universal mind that we're connected to, vision is what allows you to actually begin, you know, the process of the perpetual transmutation of energy, if you will. It's through our minds that we're able to affect that. And I don't mean to use big terms, but through the use of your mind and through the use of vision, you begin to cause things to move from the realm of the formless into the realm of the form. You know, so it's through your vision and through your mind that you cause things to actually become, to move into existence, if you will.
So, Rashid, are you saying for a listener who may have lost their job that they can begin to, of course, we know they have to take action, we'll talk about that later, that they can again begin a new vision for their lives, and just them thinking about that new life, seeing that new career, that actually begins to change their world? Is it that powerful?
It is that powerful. It is absolutely that powerful. And because you mentioned that, that's why I put I made seven keys specifically for this, because I know a lot of people are going through, you know, stressful times,
right,
tumultuous times. And so, I don't want to just give them a key or, you know, a principle. I want to give them a group of things that work together to help them make accomplishments. And so with vision, you know, I would also recommend the other keys as well.
Right, and we're going to talk about those. And under vision, you talk about the RAS system. What is the RAS system, and how does that relate to vision?
The RAS, I call it the RAS. It's
RAS.
RAS, which stands for the Reticular Activating System. And basically what that is that's the part of the brain that does the filtering of the information that you bring in, that you're accessing on a second-by-second, moment-by-moment basis. The RAS sorts the information, because what happens is from 1 second to the next, you are impacted by about 9 million bits of data per second.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, and the average, the above average, no one actually is able to consciously, and I make the distinction between conscious and subconscious. So you can't consciously be aware of all of this information at one time. And so the reticular activating system, it has a bunch of filters that sort the information coming in, and it routes that information. And so certain things on a second-by-second, moment-to-moment basis, we are actually aware of, but the majority of the things that we interact with, we're not consciously aware of. It's filtered and then just cached in the subconscious mind. And that, you know, that's more or less the job of the reticular activating system. According to your filters, whatever you're filtering for, whatever you're sorting for, these are the things that become part of, they bubble up to your conscious awareness.
And so for a person who, the example that we gave a few minutes ago, who may have lost their job, who may want more money, they can begin to consciously and on purpose think about wealth, abundance, opportunities, prosperity, and that will just begin to bring more of that into their filter. Is that how that works?
Absolutely. Okay. You give your mind a new target or a new set of targets to begin to look for now. And so, you know, through this vision now, through these new targets, these become the things that your mind starts to bring to your awareness. And I've used the analogy before, you know. I think the very first time I bought a new car, interestingly enough, for some reason, I thought I was the only person who had a Toyota Camry. So after I bought my new car, all of a sudden, it was like every car to my left and right was the same make and model as mine. And, you know, of course we know that they didn't just start rolling off the assembly line when I bought it. It's just that now my mind has a new target, and now it's bringing that stuff to my conscious awareness.
Right.
See, they've been riding around me the whole, you know, forever. But now this target is set. Now I have this thing that is set in my RAS, and now I'm aware consciously of that. That's right. Kind of how that works.
That's a great example. And so for my listeners, just you can own purpose. The law of attraction says whatever you consistently focus on with feeling and emotion eventually and inevitably will come to pass in your life. So that's number one, vision. Number two is the power of belief. And Rashid, this one is so powerful because we can either expand or limit our lives according to what we believe. So let's talk about belief. Why is that so important?
For the reason you just stated. I mean, you said that so concisely. Belief limit or expand what is available to you in life. So according to how you believe, you can put restrictions on your life, or you can open your life up to some of the most wonderful experiences that people could ever have. And it becomes up to you. And the beauty of belief is that, see, a lot of us are under the impression that the beliefs we have are true and they're static, that they can't change. But we all have the power to adjust our beliefs to fit what works for us, what we desire. We can have a shift in belief. And as you know, as the master teacher said, if you but believeth in this, these things and greater will you be able to do. Belief has the ability to expand your life and transform you in such a way, but you have to examine and you have to really be truthful about where you stand in terms of the things that you believe. You know, because and beliefs are one of those systems or one of those structures that function behind the scenes. They're part of the subconscious structure. And so a lot of times we're not even truly aware of some of our core beliefs. We know in theory and in our conscious mind that we think we believe certain things, but at our core, deep down in our subconscious mind, where our true long-standing and long-lasting beliefs sit, those are the things that are part of that. When I mentioned about the filtration system in the RAS, beliefs are one of the filters.
Mm.
And so, you know, the stuff that gets put in the background is a function, you know, becomes what your beliefs cause to happen. So belief is so vitally important to this.
Well, you know, Rashid, when we talked about how it expands or limits your life, I'm thinking about, I met this Jewish doctor many years ago, and he said, Constance, everyone should take a vacation every 90 days. And my belief at that time was, I take a vacation once a year. But when he said that to me, I began to say to myself, who told me that I could only take a vacation once a year? And so I began to change my belief. Every 90 days, I'm going to take a vacation. I didn't have the money for it at the time. I didn't know the hows, but I began to say it. I began to believe it or change my belief. And for years, if I want to, every 90 days, I take a vacation. Why did that happen? Because I changed my belief.
Absolutely. That's excellent.
And so if another one of my clients was saying, well, you know, I'm a baby boomer. I'm in my 50s. And, you know, it's hard to meet a man in your 50s. Who told you that? Where did that belief come from? Where is that person? Find them. And so I'm just saying to all of our listeners, the number two that Rashid has put in his book, The Secret Commitment, I think it's just really major that people need to take a look at their beliefs, Rashid.
Yes, and as Les Brown, he's one of my favorite motivational speakers, as he said, sometimes you have to borrow belief from other people. You know, sometimes you might not believe in yourself enough and someone else will, and you have to borrow that. That's fine.
That's really good. That's really great, actually. Well, number three is purpose, and I just love this one because God created us for a purpose and with a purpose. So what is purpose? How can we discover it? Why is it so important? And why is everybody looking for their purpose, and they're really not really living life until they're walking in that?
Wow, that's such a a heavy question. Every time I think about purpose, for some reason, my mind kind of drifts back to my grandmother. If you don't mind, I lost my grandmother this year. And
wow.
Actually, this book is a dedication to her. So,
mm-hmm.
But I digress. Purpose. Purpose is that thing that it gives us a connection back to the divine. Purpose is that thing that answers that question, that unquenchable question that exists at the level of your soul, that question, why am I here? What am I here for? Purpose is that answer, and once you connect with purpose, it gives you such an advantage in life, because when you connect with purpose, all of a sudden, circumstances don't really have as much of an effect on you as they did before.
Why do you think that is, Rashid? That when you're purposeful, that circumstances really don't really impact you that greatly?
Because what happens is that it gives you a new feeling behind your belief. So your belief, you've now shifted in your belief to something that's greater than you. And so it's a lot easier for someone to believe in a cause or something that is greater than themselves and be able to have faith in that, because oftentimes we fail ourselves. But when you are connected with purpose, now it gives you a higher ground to stand on. It gives you something greater to connect and root yourself in. And so now when you connect it with your God-given divine purpose, quite naturally you feel like the power of God or the power of nature or the divine is much greater than any set of circumstances. Now when you were looking at it unilaterally through the eyes of just you, you know, of course, you know, oftentimes you feel the need to falter, but when you inject that divine energy in there, now it gives you that it's almost like a vitamin shock. Now you have something stronger to push you.
Right, and your grandmother must have been a purposeful woman and a spiritual woman, Rashid.
Yes, she was she was a very special woman.
Right, and you know, I don't believe that people can be connected to purpose unless they're connected to God or spirit. I don't see how that happens, because I believe that God has placed all of us here with a purpose in mind, and that's why you have so many people with money who are not fulfilled, because they're not purposeful. So how can we begin to discover what our purpose is? I mean, what can we do? Are there any tests that we can take? Are there any projects that we can begin to explore to really determine, why am I here on earth and what am I supposed to be doing?
Well, the first thing I would say would be the easiest thing, and it might sound cliche, but find out what those things are. Ask yourself, what are the things that you do absolutely easily and with great proficiency, things that you do well that you don't have to put much into? And oftentimes, you know, those things that you do absolutely well, that you don't have to put a lot of energy into and that you enjoy doing, those are the things that will connect you to your purpose. And in fact, I can tell you that in some form or another, I've been doing something similar to coaching for a good portion of my adult life. But, you know, it wasn't until I actually accepted the call, I answered the call, you know, and then stopped running from it, you know, that I actually realized that this was something that was put in me by the Creator. As a child, I grew up thinking that I would either be a doctor or a minister, a preacher. And so,
well, you are a preacher, Rashid. You're preaching right now, but go ahead. But just, you know, from a different pulpit,
right?
In a different manner.
I can take that humbly. Yes, I guess you could say that. Yes.
Right, and you know, and for people who are listening, who may say, "I'm just a stay-at-home mom." You know, that may be your purpose for right now. That may be your gift for right now. You know, I have more empathy for single parents now, and for moms and for parents. I just have one little puppy, Rashid, and I'm having to wake up early with her. She has me on a schedule. This is my first puppy, and I have more compassion for people. I leave my house, go to my office with all of my bags, and because I take her with me, and I say to myself, my goodness, I don't see how people do it, but you have to have your God-given talent and the grace in your life for that period in your life. You know, just like you, Rashid, my purpose is communicating. Ever since I was a little girl, I've been talking. I would take my brothers and sisters out in the backyard and I would teach them. I was a teacher. And then I was a counselor. And God just slowly evolved me into my full purpose. I would say right now I'm right in the middle of doing everything that I'm supposed to do. And all of my experiences have brought me to this place. So for our listeners, your purpose right now may appear to be very routine, very boring, but just believe us that God is taking you right now where you are, and all of that will be included when you're walking in your purpose fully.
Yes.
Right. And you talked about the calling, and you mentioned that, I didn't mention that earlier, but what is the calling, and do all of us have a calling, and is God calling us, and how can we hear God? How do we know it's God when we get this little something on the inside of us?
That's a difficult question to answer, but let's see. The calling, I call it the calling for the reason that for the majority of my life, I knew that there was something. I just knew that there was something that I was to do that was bigger than, you know, my regular day-to-day things. I knew that I was meant to have an impact on people, a positive impact. That, you know, I knew that I was supposed to interact with people, and I was supposed to give of myself in an effort to help them find whatever part of them that they need reconnecting to. And as a young adult, I ran from that. It really felt like a big responsibility, and so I ran from it for a while. I just wanted to be regular. I just wanted to do like everybody else. And I ran from it for a while. And I can tell you that, well, it took some major crises for me, but I did awaken. I did reawaken to my purpose. And since having gone through the trials, the tempest, the tumultuous times, and you know, I won't even get into that, but I've seen my share, and we all have.
Certainly.
But since having gone through that and now walking in the light of purpose, life just seems it's fun again. It's worth living again. That's the thing about when you're walking in your purpose, it gives you something. You know, as they say in French, that's certain je ne sais quoi. You know, it gives you something that you connect to that makes the tea a little sweeter. It
right.
makes the sun a little brighter. And you'll know it intuitively. You know, mm-hmm. you know, I can't say that, you know, a light will come on, but, you know, whatever it is, you'll know it intuitively.
And you know, the interesting thing, Rashid, is that God wants to reveal your purpose to you more than you even want to discover it. And so whatever you're searching for is searching for you. So just be open, and God just every day get up and do what you think you're called to do, and God will begin to give you little hunches. You'll begin to become interested in certain things, like Rashid said, whatever you're good at, just begin to share it on the level where you are. Rashid, I remember speaking just to 5 people, but I prepared myself like I was speaking to thousands. Because I knew that that was my gift and that was my purpose. So if you're just joining me, I'm speaking with Rashid Edwards, and he's talking about his new book, The Secret Commitment, 7 Keys to Goal Achievement and Transformation. And I love that word, transformation. Number 4 is passion. And this is the one that I really need to work more on, Rashid, because passion is about imagination. I always say that imagination is the fuel that really accelerates or brings our dreams to pass. So how can we access our passion, and what is it?
Well, you're just stepping right in there, but passion is exactly that. It is the fuel that drives the vision, the manifestation. It's the fuel that drives the whole situation. And when you have passion, it's the difference between, riding a bike and having an automobile, something with a motored engine. It moves you that much faster to that thing which you desire. Because like you said, and you said it so eloquently, you're seeking something, but that which you're seeking is seeking you. And so when you're passionate about it, you're just working. You're adding, I guess, mental sweat equity to the deal. You know, a lot of times there are some intangible things that you can't really add to things. Passion is that little extra that really causes the flame. It's like adding oxygen to a flame. You know, when you fan a flame, it makes it grow. You know, and so passion is that thing that causes the vision to expand and grow and just move at a tremendously faster rate in the direction of that which is seeking it.
And so is imagination, is that included in passion? Where is imagination? What role does imagination play? Because imagination in some areas of my life, Rashid, I'm really slacking that, and I realized from reading your book, I really need to be more consistent with my visualization and imagination.
Well, imagination plays a good role in it because, and this is the thing, is that you can use your imagination to create greater passion or greater desire for the thing that you're seeking.
Ah, that's so good.
I mean, because one of the things that I had to teach myself or I had to learn was the use of visualization. And I used to tell myself, and I had to stop, of course, telling myself that I had a challenge to create a visualization. But because I'm so heavily, I guess, what people consider left brain or highly logical or methodical or what have you, and one of my greater modalities is actually the auditory modality, I get a lot from hearing, that my visual creativity was kind of put on the back burner. And so what I had to do was I had to create a path, and the way I did that was through the imagination. I started writing things to help myself visualize them, and as I wrote them, I began to change them a little more, make them even more, give them even more energy, and that helped to really accelerate my desire for those things, and it also helped for me to be able to visualize more of what I desired. And so you can use your imagination in that way and cause that type of, propulsion.
Well, that's a great exercise for people who are like you, Rashid, who may want to really increase their visualization to write a story. And yeah. I encourage the people who I coach, I say, write a story in all areas of your life about how you want your life to be. I'm going to vacation every 90 days. The first 90 days, I'm going to go to the Caribbean. I'm going to have a condo on the beach, you know, just in as much detail as possible. And that will certainly spark your imagination and really begin to fuel your passion. That's a great exercise for my listeners.
And I would, on another note, too, one of the things that I want to impress upon the listeners is that while I'm not calling this law of attraction, these are methods in which you cause yourself to be in alignment with the law of attraction by way of getting your vibration in alignment with what you desire.
You know, that's so true, because you can't create something different in the same vibration.
Right.
It took me years to learn that if you want abundance, like Rashid is talking about, you need to fuel that through affirmations, through writing down a different story, and just seeing yourself with it. Because if you want something different, you got to create a different vibration.
Absolutely.
So affirmation, what role does affirmation play in this whole passion key?
Affirmation is one of those things where you're kind of compounding an idea. So if you've ever, for instance, I don't know, some people may have a, well, better yet, when you hear something enough, oftentimes you will accept it and not even know that you've accepted it. In fact, they say faith comes through hearing. But you'll hear things and accept them, and at some point you'll even subconsciously affirm that to other people. And so it's a way of impacting your subconscious mind, which is the powerhouse, and which is, you know, the realm of where our greatest ambitions and our greatest capabilities and aptitudes lie. So you're impacting that realm and causing something to eventually take root in that realm, which is exactly like planting a seed.
Right.
You know, once you plant a seed in the subconscious, now it must take root and grow, and so it will.
And that's what this show is all about, Rashid, changing people from the inside out. Okay, number five is action. Why is action so important? I know the Bible says faith without works is dead. I know a lot of people are saying, I'm just waiting for my breakthrough, Constance. I'm praying for my ship to come in. And, you know, I said, get up off your knees and begin to take action. So share about the power of action.
Power of action. This is by the way, this is one of the things that a lot of people had told me that they had issues with in The Secret, because they didn't understand that it was action was implied, you know, and I guess it could have been a lot more direct, but action is implied. The people who were the main members of The Secret cast, these were people of action. But at any rate, action goes hand in hand with everything that you've done up to this point, with your vision, your belief, your purpose, and your passion. Once you have those, which those four keys are what I call the developmental keys, now you move from the developmental portion to the momentum portion. And so in order to make things manifest, you have to take action. So you're not just visualizing and, you know, restructuring your beliefs and indulging your passion and walking in your purpose, but you're also taking action. So it's kind of like the reciprocal end of it. You give by way of development, and then your action is to receive. The handshake could go either way, but you do
right.
one thing and then you receive in another way. So,
Cadillac, is it the law of cause and effect? I know you talked about that.
Yes, that's, in fact, that's exactly what I was trying to say. Cause and effect. So by way of the developmental portion, you know, that is the cause, and so it takes effect through your action. So you must take action. Action is vitally important because, as you said, faith without works is dead. And, you know, even religiously or metaphysically, everything is, you know, everything is constantly in motion. And so once you give birth to an idea or a desire, now you must move on it. You must move on it. You cannot think your way to success. You have to use all of your faculties, and action is an implicit faculty within us.
So Rashid, are you saying that I just can't sit and visualize staying in shape? I've got to go to the gym. So is that why I was at the gym at 5 o'clock this morning? Because I knew that I had to take action.
Have to take action, or if you don't take action, you know, you become one of those people who talk about it and don't do it.
Right.
And we know those people.
Right. So, and I tell people, just begin to move in the direction of what you want. You may not know specifically, but move in the direction, and that will give a person momentum.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're absolutely right. Just a step, you know, you don't, and you won't necessarily know every step, but you take a step, and as you take a step, it seems a little more is being revealed to you. It's like when you have a flashlight and you walk into a dark room. If it's a big room, your flashlight might not be able to illuminate from one end to the next, but as you step a little more of that room becomes visible through that flashlight. So
that's a great example. And I think so many people don't move because they say, I don't know what to do. But like Rashid said, just begin moving in the direction of your desired goal. And
yes.
Number six is focus.
Focus.
You know, we live in a multitasking generation. People are texting on the phone, iPad, laptop, computer, looking at TV, listening to music. And the Bible says that a double-minded person is unstable in all of his or her ways. And I just believe that focus is just a big key. What role does focus play in manifesting our dreams?
Focus is so big. So big. And the reason I say that is because, remember, everything is energy. And so by way of our desires, we're like broadcasting stations. And so if you continually send out signals for different things, you don't afford yourself the opportunity to receive it back. So when you're focused and not just for a brief moment, but you have to consistently maintain focus on that goal or that objective, that desire, whatever it is. You have to stay focused not until you see a few results, but you have to stay focused until you've passed the finish line. You have to focus through it. Like I used to teach my football players, you have to go through the object that you're tackling. You have to go through it, so you have to focus through it. You can't stop as you're approaching the finish line or at the finish line. You have to remain focused through the finish line, and that's important because, like you said, a lot of us have just learned through so many environmental factors that we need to be multitasking and doing so many different things that, you know, we're not focused. And our mental energy is very, very important. You know, you get a certain amount of energy, and when that energy runs out, and your time in this physical realm runs out.
Right.
So you want to be able to make effective use of that energy by harnessing and focusing that energy on specific things, and as you, the better you get at it, it's kind of like success breeds success. You'll get better at achieving. You'll get better at manifesting the things of your desires. But you have to start by being disciplined and very focused on what it is that you're working at, what it is that you're moving at, you're praying to bring into your existence. You have to maintain absolute focus.
That's so good, Rashid. And the last one is repetition. And, you know, we hear so much in this computer age. Explain and expound on why repetition is so important and how does it work?
Well, it's kind of like that compounding thing I was saying with the affirmations. Repetition, or could better be said, practice. We see repetition or practice instituted in a lot of different things, particularly with sports. I did, you know, a lot of sports in high school. And regardless of what sport you participated in, you had to practice that thing every day. It didn't matter how good you were. You had to practice. Well, this is what repetition is. Repetition is emblematic of practice. When you repeat something over and over, what it does is it imprints it, or better stated, it makes it almost natural for you. See, we see a lot of people who are good at things, who just seem to be so great and proficient at doing certain things, from athletes to scholars to, you know, entertainers or what have you, and they look naturally good at it. But it would be insulting to these people to say that they were born good at it or they're naturals, because as Will Smith stated, he said there's talent and there's skill. And in skill requires repetition. It requires practice. And he said he never considered himself to be a highly talented person, but he said he was very skilled because he put a lot of work into his craft. He practiced. He applied the art of repetition, and through repetition, eventually you will begin to display a proficiency at accomplishing things that makes you look like you were naturally born doing that.
You know, that's such a great point, Rashid, because I know so many people that I coach, and I hate to use the word lazy mentally, but that's what I tell a lot of my coaching clients, that, you know, just like you said, Will Smith puts in hours at a time, Denzel Washington, Halle Berry, hours at a time, Brad Pitt, hours of practice, and even Michael Jordan would practice free throws for hours. And so for our listeners, just doing something, visualizing, affirming, believing, speaking out loud over and over again, day after day after day, hour after hour, is what they're going to have to do in order to really create the life that they desire.
Yes. I mean, I can tell you that I have so many books. People talk about my books and my digital archives. I've got physical books, and I've got gigs of electronic books. I've got audio and video seminars, and I've got tons of information that I inundated myself with over the years. And it takes that.
It does.
To change, you really have to take a heavy influx. You have to repeatedly impact your mind with this information, because doing it once or twice here and there will not get you the results that you're looking for. And so it has to be a perpetual, repetitive process.
Well, you know, your book is 7 Keys to Goal Achievement and Transformation. And the Bible talks about meditating in the Word day and night. And day and night is like a 24-hour job or gig. And it said, then you will observe. That means you will see. And then you will know what to do. And then you will make your own way prosperous. And so for our listeners, what Rashid has shared tonight has just literally been life-changing. And I know, if you will begin to just apply the 7 keys that Rashid shared tonight, that your life could change drastically even before the end of this year. So, Rashid, quickly, how can they apply the keys? Is there a certain procedure that they should go through, or should they just start with the first one and just move? What about applying the keys?
Well, yeah, I would recommend starting with vision first, and kind of move through the four developmental keys first, because the developmental keys are setting the foundation for you.
Okay.
So you want to start with expanding your vision, believing in whatever it is that it's possible, indulging your passion, you know, and walking in the light of your purpose. These are the things that will set the lay the foundation for you. These are the developmental keys. And as you've done that and you're firm in that, then you move on to the momentum keys, which are focus action, inspired action.
Right.
And then perfect practice. And so when you put those momentum keys together, and that causes more movement and more attractive abilities of the things that you're desiring. And I go into it in a little more detail in the book.
Right,
you know,
and I'm going to highly recommend that all of you go and purchase Rashid's book. And Rashid, tell my listeners all over the world, how can they get this book? Is it on Amazon, your website information quickly, and how could they get in contact with you? Rashid is a great coach. Sometimes I think that a man knows a man better and that a man can coach a man better, even though I do coach a lot of men. I'm going to highly recommend that you men out there contact Rashid for his coaching services. He's just really laser specific when it comes to moving you from where you are to where you want to be. So, Rashid, tell them about your book and how can they get it and how can they contact you.
You can get the book at the website www.thesecretcommitment.com. The title of the book is The Secret Commitment, and the website is built off that title. You can get in contact with me through my website or via phone, and the number is actually listed on the site. But the coaching website is www.mentalinfinity.com. And the phone number is 404-482-0360. And so the websites, the coaching site, mentalinfinity.com, and the book site, thesecretcommitment.com. And the phone number, 404-482-0360.
Well, thank you so much, Rashid. I'm so proud of you, and I'm going to strongly encourage that all of you go to his website and purchase this book. It's a great read. It's an easy read, and I believe that as you begin to apply the principles, that your life can change drastically before the end of the year. Well, once again, this is Constance Arnold with the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show saying to you, the best is yet to come. God bless you, and have a great week.
Thanks for joining us today on Think, Believe, and Manifest. We'll be back next week with another great show. For more information, go to FulfillingYourPurpose.com.